Jason Bianski here from the City of Bryan. How are you this morning, Mayor?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well, thank you.
Expand a little bit, if you would. We had a little bit of a sound bite this morning, you discussing that some officials from Belgium have been here recently, and you got a chance to show them a little Bryan hospitality with an opportunity to maybe do a little more business.
Absolutely. We've got a wonderful relationship with the country of Belgium, particularly the region of Wallonia, several business and development groups, AWACS, that have already located companies here in Bryan-College Station. We've worked to expand businesses there. If some of our local businesses want our international office in Belgium, we've had a few looking at those opportunities. And so the Consulate General was in town, had the opportunity to have lunch with them and talk about it. I was amazed that he told me there were 100 or so businesses from the Wallonia region and from Belgium that have already looked into Bryan-College Station, whether it's downtown Bryan or our bio corridor and all points in between South College Station. And so we've always had a great partnership and relationship with Belgium back from World War One and Two and forward. And you know, our Tech Seggies Go to War project has been very successful. Looking forward to that coming back to Bryan-College Station. But so there's those type of aspects that cultural and bring in cultivate some business opportunities here for our area.
Yeah, well, the Belgian people think the world of us, and so nice to take advantage of that if we can.
Good people to do business with.
Certainly. We have a new president from Blinn. Have you met her? Do you have any had any chance to interact with her yet?
I have not. I was made aware of the hiring last night on the news, as everyone else was. So I look forward to visiting with her and seeing what's to become of the new Bryan campus on West Side and their plans there, and how we can improve the existing location off of Villa Maria.
Yeah, it seems to be that, at least from what we had, their bonding capability would be maxed out at about $50 million, but that's significant money.
Yes, I heard the clip this morning from Bill Oliver in regards to, I think, if they're going to keep their A-plus rating, they're going to need to, a high bond rating, they're going to need to keep it under $50 million, and I think that's the numbers they're shooting for, or less, for their new Westside campus, so I think they'll be okay.
Mayor Jason Bianski joining us this morning. As one member of council and the mayor, where do you think Bryan's ability to help out as far as infrastructure is concerned with that new campus facility?
Well, right now we're working with TxDOT on ingress and egress into the new campus. You know, we want to make sure that we have a development plan around the campus to make sure that development complements a junior college location there, and so they have maybe some student housing, some retail opportunities, and maybe not put a senior citizens center or neighborhood or something right next to the students. So we're working with a overall master plan with Blinn College. Currently, we haven't got into infrastructure improvements and expansions in the area. Most is already in place. So we'll have some conversations in the near future with Blinn about their needs.
Not too long ago, council was looking at ride-sharing plans like Lyft and Uber. I think basically you decided to postpone that, waiting to see what the legislature did. Well, they've kicked it back down to you again. So what's your plan as far as looking at Uber and Lyft and companies similar to that?
Well, there was House Bill 2440, Transportation Network Company Bill, that died by the wayside last week. I was somewhat surprised. I think it had bipartisan support by both houses, both sides of the aisle, so to speak, and really thought that would pass. We didn't want to look at implementing any type of local ordinances if we were going to be trumped by the state. Now that failed to pass, we will be looking at it here probably in the next council meeting this coming Tuesday to talk about background checks, other ordinances. I will say that there is a several recent ordinances in other cities like San Marcos and Austin that we'll be looking at to maybe craft an ordinance here for Bryan and for Bryan-College Station. I would like to work with the city of College Station and come up with a joint ordinance that's streamlined and uniformed from both sides, from north to south, in Bryan-College Station.
This is kind of like a bill that has to go through Congress, you know, where you've got two cities who may really view this a little bit differently, and you do want to have some sort of uniformity. So what's the best way to take, it happens to be this particular issue with Uber, how do you put that together so that College Station and Bryan are pretty close to where you need to be and you can get the rough edges smoothed off?
Well, like I said, we're going to look at other successful ordinances that both the taxi drivers and the Uber reps can both live with, and that's fair across the board, and then come back and see if Brian Calisation can pass one a unified type ordinance. It's not fair to businesses when you have one set of guidelines in one city and one in the other, and the two cities over the past few years have done an excellent job of trying to work together and have the same set of guidelines, so you're not having to worry about how things are going to operate in College Station, and if you're doing the same thing in Bryan and you've got a different set of rules to abide by. So, you know, we've been very successful in the Bio Corridor. Everything is the same and uniform there, but and have done a better job throughout the past few years throughout both cities and having similar type ordinances.
So that's the mechanics that your city manager calls their city manager. Maybe you talk about it on that level, and then things are crafted by staff. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. Our two city managers meet on a regular basis. Our staffs meet on a regular basis, and these are the type of conversations that come up and are discussed. And like I said, we've mentioned San Marcos, Austin, other areas. The staffs and legal team will take a look at it, you know, see if there's anything that that they can't live without, and that works for both cities, and then we try to come up with a joint ordinance if at all possible. A lot of times there'll be some tweaks. I mean, they are a college town. We have more professionals and families, so but I think the same principle is the same in both cities.
Sure. Mayor Jason Bieske joining us from the city of Bryan. Let's see, the last council meeting you were there among the here visitors, I think you had some young people who spoke about something going on in the BISD, actually, that a band director had been reassigned. That ended up being looked at by their school board this week, and they decided to take no action. But I believe your thought was that you were going to put some sort of a resolution together. Can you tell me where we are on that?
We were asked by a student to do a resolution in honor of the band director. You know, we get asked often to do resolutions of support, and typically we do them for 50th anniversaries, 100-year birthdays, those type of achievements. And so it was just a request.
Okay. Now, and the other thing that was, I thought, pretty interesting, and we seem to be the only people reporting it, that there seems to be a groundswell of interest out there in some sort of funding for a new animal facility. And here we're talking about $3.5 to $4 million. Can you kind of flesh that out a little more for us?
Well, we would love to improve and expand our animal center on Finfeather. It's been there for many years, if not many decades. And you know, the more opportunities that we have to house our animals, the more opportunities we have to adopt those animals, and it also reduces our euthanasia rates. We have had some individuals in the community, various generous benefactors, that have approached me about potentially donating to that cause if the city should move forward on a new center. So I've asked staff, and the council has asked staff to look at cost estimates of locations and to see if that is possible, and then we would go back and see if we can get something worked out. But anytime you have individuals in this community that would like to donate to a certain cause, and then that's something we definitely need to take a look at, and for the benefit of our animal center here locally.
So does that mean, will we end up having, I don't know, a wish list of what it would be, how big it would be, what it would have in it? How do you pitch it now at this point, I guess?
Well, it was interesting. I do know one of the benefactors wanted AC throughout for the dogs and cats. And so, you know, there's always a wish list. And you know, there's things that we're doing at the center right now. And our staff, Ms. Burkhalter, they do a wonderful job. And there's always things that they're needing improved on and areas that they're adding to the facility. And so that's something we'll look at. I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel. We've looked at other animal centers throughout the state of Texas, and if they have a successful model and product there, then that's something we need to look at. I do think it needs to be larger. I think we're talking about a minimum of maybe 5,000 square feet. So those are things we'll look at, and then I'd like to have a low-cost spay-neuter program and you know, an outreach program to our community. I mean, I'm not trying to compete with the local veterinarian, Scott, but we have citizens in our community that don't use veterinary services. They don't take their dogs and cats in for rabies shots, and they don't spay and neuter them. And then you do have an increase in the pet population. Mm-hmm. Those animals are picked up by animal control, and they're not adopted out. That's, you know, $80, $90, $100 per pet expense to the taxpayers of Bryan. So if we can spay and neuter animals for a lot cheaper and offer those services, that's something we can take a look at. There are some private and low-cost spay-neuter programs and veterinary services here that are provided sporadically out throughout the community that have been beneficial, but I think that would be something that is on the wish list. You know,
sure.
We had a veterinarian that was willing to pretty much donate a lot of her services. She would do it for little or nothing to help the center. So that's an avenue we'll have to explore. But it's a wish list, like many other things. There's so many needs in the city of Bryan. But again, when you have private, generous benefactors that are willing to put substantial dollars up for a need like this and an improvement, I do think it's something we need to take advantage of and appreciate their generosity and for the benefit of the center.
Sure. Finally, did you give staff some sort of a timeline when you'd like to get a report back from them when it comes to that?
Well, the Animal Center committee that we have, I think they're meeting next in like September.
Mm-hmm.
I think they meet quarterly, and so they're going to talk about it, and they're going to look at some other ordinance changes, but the sooner the better.
Sure.
Absolutely. I would like to have a decision made this year, if not by early fall, early to mid-fall. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've got to visit with some folks, and then if there's other benefactors that would like to contribute to the cause, there's foundations and other organizations that have helped in the past. You know, so I think it's a beneficial to our community to take a look at that.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about today?
Absolutely. It's summertime, Scott. So
yeah.
A lot of things going on. I want to mention the Junior Police Academy. It's a 10-day program this summer for high school students entering 10th, 11th, and 12th grades. The students get hands-on, up-close look at the Bryan Police Department. For more information, go to bryantx.gov. Paulpalooza, we're talking about pets, May 30th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Dog Park at Morris Buzz Hamilton Park. It's a free family event, educational opportunities, live demonstrations, giveaways, children's activities, refreshments. More information on bryantx.gov. Registration for the Bryan Colossation Library Summer Reading Program begins May 26th. This year's theme is All-Around Heroes. Head over to the libraries to sign up. Henderson, Haswell, and Bryan Aquatics Pool will be open for recreational swim over the Memorial Day weekend. We're excited about that.
Good.
Saturday through Monday, 1 through 7 p.m., they're still looking for lifeguards. And also the Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course will be open on Memorial Day. So invite all the golfers to come out and enjoy that on Memorial Day. And finally, we have a informal informational public meeting on Wednesday, May 20th at 6 p.m. in the City Council Chambers in regards to the West 26th Street construction. We're looking for input from the residents and owners in that area.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet.